Welcome to the Joy of Cruising podcast with your host, award-winning author, Paul C. Thornton, a weekly conversation with the amazing cruisers featured in the Joy of Cruising trilogy, comprised of The Joy of Cruising, Cruising Interrupted, and new release, The Joy of Cruising Again. Each book is a compilation of features about cruisers and cruise and travel personalities from around the world. It's the next best thing to cruising, hearing about cruising from the unique and diverse perspectives of Paul's amazing guests.
Hello, passionate cruisers. This is Paul, and I am so excited to welcome back to the Joy of Cruising podcast, Sherry of Cruise Tips TV. Sherry is a special friend to me, having been featured in my first two cruise books, The Joy of Cruising and Cruising Interrupted, and then being my first choice for the initial episode of the Joy of Cruising podcast, which she graciously accepted. Cruise Tips TV has its own podcast, Cruise Tips TV Unplugged, as well as blog, YouTube channel, IG, and more. In fact, across all platforms, Sherry and Cruise Tips TV is one of the most followed and influential cruise brands in the world. It's been over a year, so I wanted to catch up with Sherry, get her thoughts on her recent Sun Princess cruise, and share with the cruise community the recent major change in Sherry's cruising career. Welcome back, Sherry, to the Joy of Cruising podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Paul. It is wonderful to be back yet again on the show.
So how are you doing?
I am doing well. It has been a very exciting month for me. I just got back from two sort of back-to-back cruises. One of them was on Sun Princess over in the Mediterranean, as you know, and then I immediately jumped on Norwegian Joy for a little spring break cruise in Miami to the Caribbean. So it's been great. Life is good.
Well, we'll chat about both of those. I'm getting ready to cruise. I tell people in a few days. It's actually in about it's about 3 weeks, but if I say it enough, it will come.
Woohoo, that's awesome. I forgot what ship you're going on next. So, Sun is in your future, but what's the next one?
That's in my future. My next cruise, I call Sun new future favorite ship, but I don't know. The ship I'm going on is my first virgin voyage on Scarlet Lady. And from everything that I have heard and researched and read, it seems to have my name written on it. So
I am so excited for you. That ship is absolutely gorgeous, and I think you're going to love it. It's different. It's unique. It's the hardware is beautiful. The food is good. I think you're going to have a blast.
Yep. I hope so. So how is the family, by the way?
Oh, thanks for asking. They're doing great. Everything's good. We're staying real busy with our property out here, kind of doing a long-term renovation on a house. And my son is in his second year of high school, and my husband is busy with taking care of the house and editing, and life is good.
Before we discuss what's been up with you and Cruise Tips TV and your family since you were last here for my very first show, for those few listeners who missed that show, tell our listeners about yourself, where you're from, where do you live, professional background prior to becoming a top cruising influencer, anything you are willing to share.
Sure. Sounds good. Well, I am originally from California, spent my whole life in various areas of California. And just last year, my family and I bought a farmhouse and relocated to Texas. So it's been a big change, but we were looking for a more affordable lifestyle. And Texas lined up because we got a cruise port that we could drive to and international airports that we can access easily. And it's beautiful and lush and green. So we made a big life leap. Prior to doing Cruise Tips TV, we started in about 2013, and simultaneously, I kept my corporate job until last October. So I was in the human resources and recruiting world, which is a fun business, and loved it a lot. And also, my husband and I, we filmed weddings for a short while, so we were wedding videographers, which was a good experience leading into filming our cruise ship experiences. So that's the The quick version.
So you all are not in the wedding filming business anymore?
No, we did that just for a few short years. And once my son was born, it was one of those things that was a little bit difficult to do with an infant because we would have to get my mom to, you know, come babysit him when we were filming. And it was just one of those things that was hard. So we decided to do something we could do as a family. And kind of walked away from that. It was a lot of fun filming weddings. It's kind of emotional, though. You know, you feel the emotion of every wedding and every family. So in a way, it's exciting, but it's also very taxing. But also really neat to be a part of people's big days. So that was just a short stint in our.
So listeners, Sherry mentioned, you know, something that they could do as a family. And Cruise Tips TV literally was born around the dinner table, a family discussion. So genuinely moved into it as a family. Is that right, Sherry?
You have such a good memory. Yes, that is exactly what happened. We were having dinner one evening and, you know, at that point, our son was probably about 5 years old and we had started taking him on cruises and we were filming our own experiences, just making little travel videos for our memories. And my husband said, you know, gosh, what if we just, you know, put some tips and tricks or some videos up on YouTube? And I kind of laughed at him. I was like, YouTube, what's that? I had no idea what it was. And so we gave it a try and it grew and grew. And our audience asked for different things over the years. And we pivoted a lot over that time from just doing, you know, tips and tricks videos to doing vlogging to back to doing a little bit less vlogging now as the industry changes and, you know, moving in all kinds of different directions as the business changes.
So many things to catch up on in that over a year that we've gotten together. Let's first chat about Sun Princess. It's one of the top cruise stories right now. It's a major new vessel for Princess Cruises, and I know you go way back with Princess. And I have a selfish interest in that. I'm booked on Sun Princess myself. Although, sadly, it's not until 2025. So if someone out there wants to send me on a media trip, you know, some people call me media, I'm available. I can't hear enough about the ship. You know, I mentioned I've called it my future new favorite ship. Tell us all about it, Sherry.
Oh, my goodness. You are going to love it, Paul. It will become your new favorite ship. And yes, you are media. I love it. So Sun Princess is a sphere class ship. So it's completely redesigned and innovative princess look and feel. So if you're an experienced princess cruiser, this ship will feel very different for you in many ways with some similarities. So there's a lot going on. There's new architectural elements in this ship, including that beautiful dome, which is a geodesic glass enclosed structure that's at the top of the ship. And it was inspired by the terraces of Santorini. And it's just absolutely beautiful. The light flows in and it stays warm during the day, even when you're, you know, in a cold destination like Europe. And then they bring that sun in so many other different ways. Like they have this suspended sphere that sort of pulls light into the piazza, which I know you know and love because you're a princess cruiser, so you probably love that piazza. And you get those ocean views and this open concept in the piazza now with the sphere. So she's a bigger ship, you know, coming in at, gosh, I think something like 177,882 gross registered tons and holds more people than any past princess ships. So definitely a change for them. But there's a lot going on. You know, there's the Princess Arena, which is a new theater in the round. Their casino is different. The casino looks like a Vegas casino. And there's a lot of new dining concepts on this ship, including a very interesting concept called the Butcher's Cut or the Butcher's Table by Dario. And of course, there's the Catch by Rudy. And they even have a hot pot restaurant, which is like a shabu shabu experience where you kind of have boiling pots of broth in front of you and you make beautiful soups. So it's a total game changer for Princess. And everything from you know, spellbound by the magic castle to the new architecture is really, it's going to disrupt the industry for sure. It's just so much fun, and I can't wait for you to experience it.
Now, I do have a confession to make. You know, I did a show a few weeks ago talking about my wife and I, our upcoming bucket list trips for 24 and 25. So we're checking off a lot of things on our bucket list. You know, like this upcoming Scarlet Lady trip will be our first transatlantic. We're going on our first river cruise. So one confession I have to make is, I actually am new to Princess Cruises. So this will be, you know, among the I don't know, something like 10 bucket list items I'm checking off in the next couple of years. You know, one will be my first time on Princess Cruises. So I wanted to pair something special, and you can't be any special than the introduction of the new Sphere class. So Sun Princess will be my first Princess trip. Unfortunately, you know, it's not until April 25, so that's where I sheepishly put out the call. And if anybody wants to wants me to do some work, I'll be glad to do some work for you. So I just wanted to correct that. Now, for you, as a very experienced Princess Cruisers, for the listeners who have not yet gone on Sun but love Princess, what's the major differences?
Wow. Okay. Good question. Well, first, I'd love to say that you actually are probably the ideal person then for this ship, because really a new Princess Cruiser stands to appreciate it, I think, in a very special way. You won't know any difference. So the changes that a seasoned Princess Cruiser may find different at first, they might find it a little hard to navigate the ship. You won't experience that, because of course it's your first time. But there's a lot of things that are different. The first thing that a seasoned Princess Cruiser will notice is that the International Cafe, which is normally on the bottom floor of the piazza, has been moved to the top floor of the piazza. That's a big change for people. That's like the coffee shop and the 24-hour snack place. Now, another thing that's very different is that the buffet, right? When you think of a buffet, don't you always think of it being like up on the pool deck, on the Lido deck location? So it's behind the International Cafe off the piazza instead of being up off the pool deck. So those are going to be the things that really disrupt a normal Princess Cruiser's flow. They're going to be thinking, oh my goodness, where am I right now? Right. Otherwise, there's additions and there's lots of new dining. But just
now, International Cafe, is that considered complimentary, casual, or premium?
Great question. The International Cafe has complimentary food, and then it's a coffee shop. So you can go there, and if you have a drink package, if you have Princess Plus or Premier, you can get complimentary espresso drinks and teas and, you know, and there's even a full bar there. So you could take advantage of that. But it's a very casual eatery. In fact, during the morning hours, they're going to have things like, you know, pastries and maybe a couple breakfast sandwiches. But it's not even really a sit-down location. There are chairs and tables around it, but it's meant to be more of like the grab-and-go coffee shop type situation. You know, throughout the day, those menu items change. It's supposed to be light bites.
I actually had a content creator who was scheduled for the very first or the first scheduled Sun Princess launch. It was canceled. Then I got another content creator for the next one. It was canceled. And then I got another content creator for what became the inaugural. Her episode did very well, and she did a great job of describing the ship, and it made me want to go on it even more. But there were some things that were not ready on her cruise. By the time you went, was there anything that was not yet open?
Yes, there's still a considerable amount of things that were not yet open. Because of the fact that Princess took delivery of the ship late, a lot of their entertainment couldn't start until they had all kinds of rehearsals and safety checks that were done. So on my sailing, most likely she and I missed out, quote unquote, the same thing. So Park 19, the area on the upper deck is still closed. That was the one with the roll glider and the sort of ropes course. So that was still closed.
So totally closed. Mm-hmm. So your totally son closed. Didn't get a chance to mess around with any of that.
On this one, we were going to take him, but we ultimately decided, no, that's okay. That's okay. I went solo on this one. So it's kind of my first solo cruise too. So that one wasn't open. And also the major entertainment in the dome and in the theater and the round, the arena, most of the entertainment was not going there. Now, it has since popped up and started to slowly start. So as we roll into April 2024, those shows are starting as they safely get them there. Now, we got to go in and walk into the arena while they were rehearsing for these shows. And it looked like a Hollywood movie set. You had technicians there, you had safety supervisors, you would have someone hanging from the ceiling and rehearsing a move for 8 hours, you know, just to make sure it's safe. So we know that why there was a delay. But what we did get to experience was the entertainment and bar portion of Spellbound. And I'm not sure if your last guest got to do Spellbound. The dining portion of it wasn't open yet, but it is the Magic Castle inspired. Still a lot of things that were pending.
What special, or did you try any of the specialty restaurants?
Yes, I tried almost all of them. Pretty much everything that was open, we tried. So we did, I did Crown Grill. I enjoyed Sabatini's and I enjoyed Umai Hot Pot. I also got to do the Butcher's Table by Dario and the Catch by Rudy. And the one that's the most different really is the Butcher's Table by Dario. It's a multi-course meat experience, mostly beef. And it even starts off with a few raw courses of beef. It's very meat heavy.
Yeah. A red meat overdose.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. 100%. Very cool concept. I really liked the Catch by Rudy. The seafood portions were large. So if you're a seafood lover, they were very generous with their portioning. And I thought it was an excellent use. If someone, you know, has like Princess Plus or Premier and they want to use a few of their dining credits, that is a good one to go for. And then, of course, Crown Grill and Sabatini's had the classic favorites that everyone knows and loves, but Sabatini's is completely redesigned and very beautiful and modern.
There's no question. I'm going to go to Rudy, Chef Rudy's place. I had him on the podcast, and I told him I tried to go to his place on Carnival, and I couldn't get in. So I told you I hadn't been on Princess, and that's on my bucket list. That's scheduled. Well, right before the Princess cruise, I'm going on Howl for the first time.
Wow.
That's another bucket list item. So, and he has a restaurant on Howl, and then he has the restaurant on Princess. So I told him, you know, I couldn't get in. He says he told me to contact him. So I'm going to hold him to that.
Yeah,
because I am going to go to the Catch.
Yeah,
by Rudy.
Yeah, he's all over the place, isn't he? He's got his new restaurant on Carnival Jubilee. He's on Hal. He's on Princess. He's a busy guy.
Yep. And he's I forgot his title, Master Culinary.
Yeah.
Something on Hal. He's something on all of them, of course, because they're all owned by Carnival. So yeah. So is there anything on? I trust you're going to go on Sun again when you can do a full voyage.
Oh yeah, I'd love to go on Sun with the family when everything is up and running. I don't have anything booked on Sun yet, just because there's so many more things I'd like to do. But it is definitely on the dream list for me, maybe even in the Caribbean. I loved Sun for the Mediterranean, though. I thought it was a beautiful ship for that region. You maybe can't be outside all the time. There's a lot of beautiful places to keep you warm and toasty, but still be able to look out. So I'd like to go back on that ship.
Yeah, my cruise on Sun is a Med. It's the Greek all through the Greek Isles.
Beautiful.
I've been to the Med, but this is every almost every stop on this cruise I haven't been. So that's pretty exciting. And so you got off the Sun and then you went right on the Joy, or was this, was it a, what do they call that, a side
It
by
was
side?
2 days after I got home to Texas. I flew to Miami. So I flew home from Rome, came home, repacked my bag, grabbed my family, and we took my son on a spring break cruise on Norwegian Joy.
Okay,
So
okay.
a lot of fun. Very different experience, of course, because, you know, Norwegian over spring break.
Did
But
he do the go-karts?
yes, he and I did the go-karts, and it was a blast. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a need for speed, Paul. I have a need for
Oh, no,
speed.
yeah. I remember in the first book, I think I have a photo, but I at least have an anecdote about you going on the go-karts.
Oh, my. Wow.
So I'm finally getting a chance. I've been on a number of NCL ships, but I've never been on a ship that had the go-karts. So I'm going on sometime in 25. I again, all about that, my checking off bucket list. So I'm going to the Norwegian Fjords, which many people, like yourself, have shared with me, how beautiful that is, and so I put that near the top of my bucket list. So I'm finally going to check it off on Prima out of Southampton, and I definitely want to experience the go-karts.
Oh, I think you're going to love it. And every time they build a new Norwegian ship, they make the go-kart track better and easier to maneuver. Joy was the first track that they'd ever built, first go-kart track at sea. So they learned from that one how to make it more pleasant and safe. And really, with the go-karts, what you need is you need longer straightaways and less hairpin turns, because the hairpins, if you're a novice and you're jumping in there, you're going to get stuck and, have a hard time making the turns and crash into people. So they just keep getting better and better. And I think you'll find that on Prima, they're pretty great. I haven't been on that ship, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, I hear that the new iteration of NCL, I think the same class as Prima and Viva, but it's going to take away the go-karts and introduce some kind of water coaster or what have you. But so I'm glad that I will get to try the go-karts before I move to a ship that doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah, there you go.
But so any highlights of joy you want to talk about other than the
Oh,
go-karts?
wow. Oh, the food, Paul, the food. The specialty dining on Joy is just out of this world. It really is so good. We spent 6 out of 7 nights in the specialty restaurants. And the one night we went to the main dining room, we actually fell in love with it as well and thought, oh man, we would have been really happy here every night. So I think the food really shines. Also, the observation lounge on Joy is outstanding. And the newly renovated thermal suite, outstanding, tons of loungers, but then everything else you'd want, like a, snow room, sauna, steam room, plunge pool. But then they've also expanded the Vibe Beach Club. So if you're a sun worshiper and you like being way up high on the ship, you can do an upcharge pass to get into Vibe. And that has been expanded in a big way too.
My last cruise a few weeks ago was on NCL Pearl. What specialty restaurants did you go to? And I'll see if we went to any of the
Oh,
same ones.
okay. So let's see here. I did
Okay,
Cagney's
so we've been to Cagny's.
and did you do that one?
Not on Pearl. We went. We also sailed NCL when we did our dream trip on NCL. It was Hawaii to
Oh
Alaska,
my.
and. So we did try Cagny.
Very nice. And then we also did Le Bistro, the
We did
French
that
one.
one.
Nice. And then La Cucina, the Italian
Now the
one.
Italian one on we went on the Spirit before we went on the Pearl. So the Italian one on the Spirit was called Onda. So it was good, but it wasn't the same as that you just mentioned. And so we didn't do Italian on the on the Pearl. Now we did something new on the Pearl. Have you ever done Murano? It's like a Brazilian steakhouse where they come around and, with skewers.
Madero.
Yes.
Madero Churrascaria. One that is it's probably my favorite restaurant on NCL. And you know what's funny, Paul? I love the salad bar. I think it's so
Oh yeah, me too. I go to a place like that on land, and it also has a real. I guess they want you to fill up on their salad bar because it has a really great salad bar, and people do make the mistake of, I knew not to overdo it on the salad bar because I've been to that type of restaurant before. But yeah, that was another red meat. The overdose. Although they did have,
Oh,
they had
yeah.
chicken, they had chicken, pork, and beef. Unlike the other place that you mentioned on the Sun that just has the beef. I was told they actually have a photo or picture of a cow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love Moderno. There was no Moderno on Joy, but we also did. So we did Food Republic, which is their Asian inspired global fusion restaurant, which is really truly one of my favorites on NCL. You order from an iPad and the food is exceptionally fresh. And then we did Ocean Blue, which is their seafood restaurant. You would love it. If you love Rudy's concept, Ocean Blue is so good.
That would have been automatic, yeah.
Last one we did was Q, the Texas Smokehouse. So they have kind of meat platters and Texas style sides, and then they had a country band playing in there. So that's a lively, casual experience.
So let's see, it's been over a year. I know that you haven't gone over a year without doing any cruises other than the couple we talked about. Talk about any other cruises you've experienced since we last spoke.
We had a very special year last year as a family, Paul. And right after we moved, we had the opportunity to go on a seaborne
Oh,
cruise. So it
wow.
was, oh my gosh, talk about a bucket
Oh,
list.
my
So
goodness.
that was, oh my, it was ultra luxury, but still kind of casual, you know? Not a super small ship. You're not talking like 100 people, but somewhere between 600 and 800 people. And we did an Alaska voyage with them, and it honestly was life-changing for me. I've never relaxed that deeply in my life. It was very beautiful, and the food was good, and the service was lovely, and having a extra space in the stateroom was just so nice. It was a very special experience for us to be able to do something like that. Now, it's not, there were other kids on there. My son went with us, but it wasn't real kid friendly in terms of things for them to do. And I think because it's more of a quiet atmosphere, some kids could get bored.
I can imagine on a luxury cruise, it's not going to be that many.
So that was, yeah, right. Not that many, but it was so special. And it really whet our appetite for the smaller ship luxury and ultra luxury experience. And there's so many different brands that serve that market that have varying levels of, casual, family versus non-family. So we're really hoping to incorporate that into our content in the coming years. That was amazing. Now, what we did, our second major special cruise last year was we went back to Japan. And this time, oh man, I tell you, we went back during the summer festival season, and it was a dream come true for all of us. Now, it was very, very hot over there. Coming from Texas, we know Texas summers are real, real super hot, right? Like just scorchingly hot. It was that hot over there where I felt like my scalp was gonna was gonna burn off. But it those festivals and to experience the local culture during a totally different time of year. So those are some of the big bucket list cruises that we did last year. And then I spent my 50th birthday repositioning the Regal Princess. I'm sorry. We repositioned Regal Princess from Florida to Texas. And that was a 12-nighter, and that was a lot of fun as well. And then, yeah. And then we did Norwegian.
I remember when you were on, because you said, you know, you had a notable birthday coming up. And didn't you have, am I misremembering, as someone used to say, did you have a special anniversary coming up that you were still trying to
do? Yes, you do. You do have a good memory. It always amazes me. Our 25th wedding anniversary was actually last year. It was last September. And due to some work commitments, I actually completely missed it. I was out of town for business. And so we still really haven't celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary.
Well, that sounds like a special cruise coming up to me.
There you go, my friend. We got to work on that, huh?
Yep. So I know from social media, you know, and we're friends, and I know that there was a major change in your cruise career since we last had you on. Talk about that.
Yeah, I actually left my corporate career of 26 years last October after having done both Cruise Tips TV and working my quote unquote day job simultaneously for 10 straight years. It was time, you know, and part of our move to Texas was to reduce. So we made it happen, and it wasn't without sacrifice, right? You know, we actually really loved where we lived in California. We lived in a special, very special, beautiful small town, and it was the perfect weather. But, you know, it was the idea of buying a house, a three-bedroom basic house for $1.6 million, just wasn't in the cards for us. So and make a big life change to kind of make our dreams come true. And so it was a very difficult decision. I still miss the work. I still miss my team. I still miss my boss. I loved my job and I loved what I did. And I felt like I made a contribution in people's lives as a recruiter. So it was not an easy pivot for me. And it took a very long time for me to get used to the change. Managing my time was different. Now I feel like I'm in a really good groove and my husband and I have established sort of a new normal, you know? But it's a blessing and we thank our lucky stars every day because now I'm able to say yes to opportunities. Before, when I had such limited vacation time every year, I pretty much turned down every opportunity that came my way. You know, if there was a naming ceremony or a party happening on a cruise ship, I almost always had to say no because I had to prioritize vacation time with my family instead of doing those types of things. So the life change for me has I get to say yes now. And that has been very much a dream of mine.
Well, congratulations on making that change. All the best to the Cruise TV family.
Thank you, my dear friend. I really appreciate it. And you've always been so supportive of our family and so deeply caring about our journey. And it really means a lot to us.
So let's talk about the future. What upcoming cruises do you have planned?
We're still finalizing some next plans, but I will tell you there's some big changes coming. We are going to be trying new cruise lines this year that people have never seen us cruise with or we haven't cruised in a really long time. And we're going to be spending a very considerable amount of time in Alaska. And this is the first time I've actually shared that information. So breaking news on Dr. Paul's podcast. Passionate about helping people to pack and plan for Alaska. So we're literally going to be spending a good portion of our spring and summer up in the beautiful Alaskan area. So that's what's coming for now. I have a feeling it's going to continue to be a very busy year. I'm actually heading over to the Sea Trade Global Cruise Conference next week and speaking on a digital media panel. So that's new and exciting. And I think that there's a lot of family fun in our future and a lot of new adventures. And we can't wait to take you along with us.
I can't wait to go along. With I know you all are going to be doing some great things. Have you added anything to your cruising bucket list since we last spoke?
You know, I think you and I share one. The Norwegian fjords are still really high up there, and I haven't done it yet. So that one's high up. Tahiti and her islands, Bora Bora, Moorea, Tahiti, very much on my bucket list. Australia, New Zealand, a high on the bucket list. I'd love to cruise around Hawaii as well. I think that would be so. There's really just so much that we want to do. Our real kind of crazy dream, though, the pipe dream is to experience Japan in every season. So we have now been to Japan in December. We have now been to Japan in August. We want to know what going to Japan is like in every season of the year. So you're probably going to see us returning to that destination when the airfare prices calm down a little bit. We'll be now, probably doing that.
One thing I have not seen from Cruise Ships TV, and maybe I just missed this, a number of bloggers and influencers many of you have done or are planning group cruises. Do you see that in Cruise Ships TV's future?
That's a great question and one that we get a lot. And we've actually decided that group cruises just aren't for us. I think it's a great model for a lot of people, especially if someone is a travel agent. In addition to being a content creator, if they also sell travel, that can be a really good pivot for them. But for us, we just have decided it's really not right for our personalities. And for our travel style. So we're not planning on it. However, there are a group of people who are doing a Friends of Cruise Tips TV group cruise, people who, from our community who have got to know each other, who want to cruise together without us, they're going to do that. And so there's a little,
Facebook
group going around, really nice group of people who are going to be doing that.
How can fans follow Cruise Tips TV on social media and the internet?
Sure. Well, our website is cruisetipstv.com, and we're on Cruise Tips TV all over social. So whether you're on Instagram or you are on Facebook or YouTube, if you just search Cruise Tips TV, all one word, you will find us there as well. The Cruise Tips TV Unplugged podcast, you can search for that anywhere you listen to the major podcasts. And we do podcasts twice a week. It's actually a big part of what we do and one of our favorite things because it's long form content. We get to have these nice conversations like you and I are having where you don't have to worry about that short attention span we have to think about on YouTube, right? And it's so special for us.
Sure. Before we let you go, a couple of light, even fun questions. Only a couple repeated from when you were here before. I previously asked you about favorite cruise drinks and food. Discovered anything new you want to recommend to me and the listeners?
Oh my goodness. Well, sure. Let's do it. So if you're going on Sun Princess, I'm going to get a little bit granular here. I will tell you that Sun Princess has something like over 200 new cocktails that were created just that ship. So definitely enjoy those cocktails if you enjoy cocktails. And I think
Yes, please.
And I think Spellbound by Magic Castle is a cocktail experience that is not to be missed as well. And that is very new to the industry, and it's going to be a game changer because there's really nothing else out there like it. In terms of food experiences, I'd never been to Ocean Blue on Norwegian before, and I'm a huge fan of Ocean Blue. I'm also a big fan of all of Rudy's seafood restaurants, especially after having met him on Carnival Jubilee and seeing how hard he works to bring these culinary experiences. So I think that those would be my food and drink recommendations for now.
So you actually got a chance to chat with him on Jubilee?
Him. I actually stormed into his restaurant during the day to film it. And he was right there. And he asked me to do a little interview with him. And so we turned on the camera and we chatted it up about his staff and his passion for the business. And he is just such an inspirational, hardworking guy.
Yeah, and he's very accessible. I recall when I had a creator on after the first Sun Princess sailing, Holidays at Sea, she was at his restaurant and, she was just, she had gotten a crab towel or seafood towel, whatever you call it, and she was just going to town on it. And somebody walked up to her and he sat for a little interview.
Oh my gosh, that is the coolest thing. Yeah, he is very accessible. I've noticed that too. He's a neat guy.
Any new unforgettable or funniest or embarrassing cruise experiences since we last spoke?
I thought about that one. I can't think of anything really super funny or embarrassing, but one thing that I did get to experience that was different is I went to the naming ceremony for Carnival Jubilee, where Gwen Stefani named the ship down in Galveston, Texas. And that was really cool to have her sing, you know, "This Ship Is Bananas" was pretty funny, right? You got her, one of her famous songs. So that was that made a big impact on me. And I was so glad that was pretty amazing.
Were you allowed to film?
Well, we weren't technically supposed to, but everybody did it anyway.
Well,
so I filmed a little bit, and you know, we didn't know what we were and weren't supposed to film, but then we literally saw everyone's cameras in the air. And we thought, well, you know, they could be walking around stopping us. So I did a very small amount of tasteful footage, and kind of limited my footage and used some of Carnival's footage that they released after the event, but it was cool. And I have a little Instagram reel up on that, too. You can see that on the reels.
So finally, you have a huge following, a ginormous following. Welcome to the many Cruise Sips TV fans listening. We hope that you have enjoyed what you have heard and invite you to come back and listen to other episodes. Like Sherry's First, it's over a year old. But it's still, as they say, killing it. So it's you know, easily in our top 10 all-time episodes. But come back and check out any of our episodes. So, Sherry, so that your fans and my listeners can get to know you better, let me ask a few questions I like to ask repeat guests. They're all about things I love other than cruising. Tell our listeners and your fans, what's playing these days on your Bluetooth speaker, headphones, or however you consume music?
That's so fun. Well, I love listening to music, and I have a fun mix that I made kind of for the gym. You know, when I go and I do my, my cardio, and I have got a really fun playlist on there, and it has some Michelle Montano music. There's a beautiful song by Michelle Montano called "Happiest Man Alive." He's a Southern Caribbean artist. I love that one. I've got "Viva La Vida" on there from Wisin, who is like a Zumba guy. I got a lot of Zumba music on there. So I really love Latin music when I'm working out. So that's kind of what you're hearing in my Bluetooth when I'm exercising.
Now, you say when you're exercising, you sound like you listen to something different at other times.
I do. Like when I'm working, I'll usually listen to podcasts or books. So I recently listened to the audiobook Atomic Habits. That's a good one. That's a life changer right there, especially if you're an entrepreneur. I also, sometimes when I'm trying to concentrate, I will listen to spa music on my, and I also love listening to podcasts. I struggle with podcasts a little bit because now that I don't commute to work, I don't have as much time to listen to podcasts, but I do enjoy a few of those as well. There's some really good ones out there that I like. Some cruise related, some business related, just a kind of a combination of those.
You mentioned audiobooks. You know, when I retired a couple of years ago, one of the ways I marked my retirement was ordering all of these audiobooks. And Sherry, I must have 15 audiobooks that I haven't listened to yet.
You haven't gotten to them yet. Yeah, it's a weird thing though, isn't it? I have a hard time finishing them. I'll start them a lot of times, but I don't finish them. And it's the same with Kindle. I don't like to read on cruises. I find myself, I'll be buzzing around the ship instead of sitting and reading. So I know what you mean though. It's a strange thing to not be able to finish a book.
Okay. Tell your fans and my listeners, what's the last live concert you attended?
I'm embarrassed to say I haven't been to a live concert since I went to the Styx concert on Carnival Imagination back in I think it was something like 2016. It's been way too long, Paul. I need to get to a concert.
Yeah, that's a hobby of mine, attending live concerts, whether on land or on sea. In fact, my last cruise, that was Valentine's Day, and that was an R&B
themed, that's so cool,
cruise. So, no, I take that back. I was getting ready to say that literally was my last concert, but I went to a concert since I've come back from that. So yeah, I'm I'm a big live concert guy. So that's okay. Sticks. Good.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Sticks, who's your favorite music artist of all time?
Oh, I love The Cure.
There you go.
I'm an 80s girl. I was born in the 70s. You know, my teenage years were in the 80s, and I went to a Cure concert, and it just sealed the deal for me. So I'll forever be
okay,
a fan.
Okay. Well, I'm an 80s music guy, but I was born a little before you. Mm-hmm. who is your favorite actor or actress?
You know who I really admire is Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren, she's 78 years old.
Yeah, she doesn't look it.
And she's just a rock star. No, she doesn't look it. I don't know what it is. I admire her as an actress. I don't know much about her personally or anything like that. I really don't. I just love, most things that she's acted in. And I think that she's talented and she's beautiful too. I think she's just such a lovely and beautiful woman.
Just a few years ago, she did an action movie where she was an assassin.
Yeah. Oh, so, my word. Like, did she do her own stunts and everything?
I don't know about that, but she played a killer. For the listeners, a little piece of trivia. Actually, both of them, Lee brought up Dame Judi Dench, two cruise ship godmothers. So there you go. Little bit of trivia.
There you go.
All right. Last light question, fun question. You've told me your favorite actor or actress. What's your favorite movie of all time?
I'm going to stand by my original favorite, which is The Village. It's a 2004 M. Night Shyamalan. I think that's how you say his name. Kind of like a horror/mystery movie. It's not really a horror movie, but it's an homage. Isn't it the most fantastic movie? I think it's so fascinating. It is completely unlike anything else I have ever seen. And I will continue to say that it is my favorite movie. I just think it's so interesting. And the acting is phenomenal. I really like Bryce Dallas Howard. I probably should have said that she was my favorite actress, but you know, between her and Adrian Brody in that movie, it's just so riveting.
Well, listeners, M. Night gets a lot of, what's the right word? He kind of gets made fun of sometimes. And even that movie gets made fun of sometimes.
Mm. Interesting.
If you haven't seen any of his movies, see that one. Now, he's made more famous ones,
I
right?
Agree.
Didn't he do Sixth Sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
but I like The Village. Yeah. I like The Village better. So one
Me
of
Me too. I like it better than that one too. I think it's so good. And then the other one with Mel Gibson, I think he did. I don't remember what it's called. Had the cornfields in it.
Oh yeah. With the
right?
What is the alien thing? You know, they come out and they make
yes.
designs in the cornfield.
Yes.
Yeah. That was good too.
Yes.
I can't remember it.
That was
can't
good
remember
too.
It. It as well as The Village, but I do know what you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Shari, I hope that gave your huge contingent of fans, you know, a smile and some, you know, they got to know you in a different light a little bit. But thank you so much for coming back on the Jerry Cruising podcast. And if you think that this is the last time you'll be back, well, I've got you. What's to say? You got another. Another thought coming.
I know.
I kind of screwed that up, but we'll see you again. But in the meantime, all the best to Cruise Ship TV. You'll always have a standing invitation to the show. You know, we want to have you back and get your thoughts about new ships and developments and cruising.
Okay.
And anything else you want to share with the cruise community. So when you're ready to talk, if you don't hear from me first, holla at me and you're here. So
cute, Dr. Paul. Yeah. Well, thanks for always shining a light on our family and our business. And we sure appreciate you so much and love your work, love your books, love your podcast, and love your spirit and your soul.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Shari, Cruise Ship TV, your family, all the best. And as I like to say, we'll see you on the ocean.
Sounds good, my friend.
The Jorb Cruising and Cruising Interrupted each $16.99 plus shipping, and new release, The Joy of Cruising Again, for $18.99 can be ordered at the link on thejoyofcruisingpodcast.com. For each of the three books, use the discount code Joy of Cruising Podcast and get $4 off. The Joy of Cruising books are also available at Amazon. Order the ebook at Amazon or your favorite online retailer. Stay in touch by joining the Joy of Cruising Podcast Facebook group or following the Joy of Cruising Podcast on Instagram. We're constantly adding new shows. Please leave a review and tell a friend about us. We hope you enjoyed this brief escape to the ocean. See you next week.